بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم، الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر، الخالق البارئ المصور الغفار القهار الوهاب الرزاق الفتاح العليم، القابض الباسط الخافض الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير، الحكم العدل اللطيف الخبير الحليم العظيم الغفور الشكور، العلي الكبير الحفيظ المقيت الحسيب الجليل الكريم، الرقيب المجيب الواسع الحكيم، الودود المجيد الباعث الشهيد، الحق الوكيل القوي المتين الولي الحميد المحسي المبدئ المعيد، المحيي المميت، الحي القيوم الواجد الماجد الواحد الأحد السمد القادر المقتدر، المقدم المؤخر الأول الآخر الظاهر الباطن الوالي المتعالي، البر التواب المنتقم العفو الرؤوف، مالك الملك ذو الجلال والإكرام، المقسط الجامع الغني المغني المانع الضار النافع النور الهادي، البديع الباقي الوارث الرشيد الصبور. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، سلام على المرسلين. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وانزل المقعد المقرب عندك. اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة، صل على محمد وارض عني رضا لا تسخط بعده أبدا. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد، وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء وعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته واجزه عن ما هو أهله واجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته وصل على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصادقين يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل علينا معهم اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك علينا معهم صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما جعلتها على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وصلى الله على النبي الأمي التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات طيبات صلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات لله طيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات البركات الصلوات طيبات لله. سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار. التحيات لله زاكيات لله طيبات صلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء. التحيات طيبات الصلوات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وأن ساعة آتية لا ريب فيها. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. اللهم اغفر لي واهدني. التحيات طيبات والصلوات والملك لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله. التحيات لله صلوات لله زاكيات لله. السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله شهدت أن محمد رسول الله. التحيات طيبات صلوات زاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات طيبات صلوات زاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات لله صلوات طيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات بركات الصلوات طيبات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. بسم الله والسلام على رسول الله. الحمد لله. Ah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا، أما بعد. Today we begin the discussion on the beautiful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Wakil. Al-Wakil, we use this word commonly for somebody who's your wakil. In Urdu, wakil is a lawyer, advocate, takes care of your matters. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ni'mal wakil, the best of all of those that take care of all our matters. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. What an excellent wakil is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the translations of Allah wakil, the accomplisher. Wakil is derived from the word wakala, which means to hand over your matters. Wakala, when a person hands over his matters to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he surrenders, and this is the job of a person who is a slave. Is that the boss? Is that done? Is that accomplished? Is that taken care of? Is all by Allah's. Bi-idhnillah. By the permission of Allah, by the will of Allah, everything will happen. This is the vocab of a believer. When he speaks, it's only about Allah. Allah will take care of it. Allah will do it. And how quickly we forget to say, Insha'Allah. وَلَا تَقُولَنَّ لَشَيْنِ إِنِّي فَاعِلُ ذَلِكَ غَدًا إِلَّا أَيَّشَاءَ اللَّهِ. Even Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, so to say, was reprimanded. A wahi was held back because Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam just slipped up. He didn't say, Insha'Allah. Agar Allah ne chaha. Urdu, the tarjama is, if Allah ta'ala had wished, Insha'a, and also very importantly, many brothers, they write it in Arabic also. You can't explain it. They don't have a black chalkboard. Don't get chalkboards anymore. Blackboard. But Insha'Allah, that alif and that noon, in, is written separately. And sha'a is written separately. When you join it, that alif, noon, and shin, insha'a, that comes from ansha'a, yunshu, means to create something. And in, if, sha'a, he wished Allah, if Allah had wished. Allah Ta'ala has already wished everything. So by saying insha'Allah, Allah will make it happen. And this is a very powerful wazifa also. That is why we say insha'Allah as often as possible. But the English language also, Arabicize it, Islamicize the Arabic language. Whether we're speaking to a non-Muslim also, say insha'Allah. Say insha'Allah. Even they're making salam bhai. They're not even Muslim. As a robot, when you stop, they want money. They say salam bhai. Even they know salam. And they make bhai also. So they know Arabic, they know Urdu also. So we should use Arabic because we feel a little shy now speaking to a non-Muslim. Say insha'Allah, you'll get better. Insha'Allah, things will happen. Let him ask you. When Alhamdulillah's fazl, this thought came to mind. When our Jamaat went to South America, so many years ago, then we went to a place, walking through, and we found one shop. So walked in, and the brother there, is a white boy, European boy, so to say, had his cap on, had a big chain on also. And as he walked in, he made salam. Salamu alaikum. Brother, what's your name? Abdullah. And in that area also, that we went to, there's no masjid at all. Tarabih we had to read in the hotel room. No masjid, had to make Gush Adab, and Gush also those areas, those tourist area also. So very difficult halat there. And just a few Pakistani brothers and Bangladeshi brothers. And then you want to meet some local Muslims that had embraced Islam, but nobody knew. Allah's fazl. He walked into the brother's shop and he made salam. His name was Abdullah. And it was a long car guzari. And then the next day we meet him again, and we give him some stickers. Like Ayatul Kursi or Salam, can't remember exactly what stickers it was. And we gave him one tasbih also. He put the tasbih around his neck. And he put the sticker on the front glass of his shop. So we asked him, why are you doing this? He says, da'wat. People will come, they ask me, what's this? I can give them da'wat towards Islam. And this on your, why you put this be around your neck? He said, I know you have to use it. But that also, they'll come, they'll ask you, Abdullah, what's this? He said, now I got an excuse to give them da'wat. I got an excuse to speak about Allah. Allah Ta'ala forgive us that now, in the December season, how many Muslims have to tell them by double Christmas decorations? It won't attract customers. It only distract the barakat of Allah coming in your shop. But you want to put this. Then we have to educate the Muslim Ummah. Don't greet those in their festivities. That Mary something, or Happy New Year, whatever it may be. But now we all know the fatwa. Why can't we wish them? Why can't we send them gifts? What is the problem with that? And those environments, they are so strong. They are so strong, they want to talk about Allah. They want to give the da'wat. So wakil is derived from the word wakala, which means to hand over your matters, that we hand over everything to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hasbunallah, Allah is sufficient for us. Wa ni'mal wakil. Ni'ma means how excellent is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as an accomplisher and the one to whom I hand over all my affairs. Because myself, many a times the youngsters also, we ask them, what are you going to do in the future? Like you finish your matric, finish your hives. I want to do this, I want to do that. So we ask, with who you made mashwara? He says, no one. They say, you trust yourself. Now the brother looks at you. He says, don't know to say yes, whether to say no. Trust yourself means you trust your nafs with your own mashwara. Then the person lies a bit taken aback. That's why we have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is ni'mal wakil, the most excellent of all those that handles all of his. Therefore we handle everything to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, make mashwara, make istikhara. Accordingly, al-wakil is that being to whom all matters are handed over to, knowing that all creation belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that all matters occur according to His command. And as we always say, Allah ta'ala only has given us management skills. We can only manage our day, plan the day, but the final say and the final verdict and execution is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But how much we can plan? We have a whole year planner also. But everything doesn't go according to my plan. But according to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's plan. By saying, inshallah, Allah ta'ala can make it happen. And that too, Allah ta'ala knows what is best for me. Even I don't know what is best for me. So I hand it over to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. None besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala owns anything. None besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala owns anything. Even my own life, I don't own it. That too is borrowed. That will depends upon the will of Allah. For me to remain alive depends upon the will of Allah. How many person tries to take his own life? Then he didn't make it. Hazrat mentions also about one person who was very, as Hakim Sahib Rahimullah mentioned this, Hazrat also mentioned to us, there was one person also who thought now, and then I made it in life, very affluent, had many companies, the properties and the rest of it. He said, I made it. Nothing left to do in dunya. Eaten everything. Driven all the cars, all the holidays, there's no meaning to life now, there's no maja anymore, nothing left to do really. And no deen at the same time, so no enjoyment and sweetness of deen. So he distributed all his assets and his companies, whatever it is, told all his staff, now I'm going. Now it's time for me to go to paradise. He thought now, by making it in this world, Allah bless me, Allah will bless me with jannat free of charge like that also. Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahimahullah, some people think now they are advanced jannatis. They already got the ticket, boarding pass, they have it now. We're going to jannat. Because Allah Pak loves me, so He gave me dunya. Allah Ta'ala loves someone, He'll give him deen. So he said that he distributed everything. And then one of his properties, commercial properties, or a block of flats, he went to the highest floor, right at the top. Right to the top, made wasiyat everything, and he made salam, he said, I'm going. And he jumped from there. And after some time, he opens his eyes, he looks around, and he sees, mashallah, everything is white. And he sees all different kalahurs around him. He says, subhanAllah, I made it. I made it to my jannat. And then he hears that, beep, beep, beep. Looks around, I'm in the hospital. Didn't make it to jannat. Say, but you didn't make it, you still here in dunya. Wasn't so easy. Got a broken hand, broken leg, and I can go through all of this now. He thought now he made it to Jannat. It wasn't Urs, it was all the nurses around him. So even his life depends also on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To come into this dunya depends on Allah. To leave dunya depends on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So nothing belongs to insan, everything is borrowed to him. Every breath he takes also, that is borrowed to him from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How he's going to invest that one breath of his also. The meaning of the following verse of the Quran Sharif, فَاتَّخِذُوهُ وَكِيلًا فَاتَّخِذُوهُ وَكِيلًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the command in Surah Al-Muzammil. So take him as a helper. Take Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has given the command. Imagine somebody telling you, "By, you need assistance, I'm here for you." How strong you feel now? I got a big guy behind me, alhamdulillah. Any problem, he told me, he's available. Allah says, فَاتَّخِذْهُ وَكِيلًا. Take me as your accomplisher, as your helper. So the meaning of the following verse of the Quran Sharif is that one should hand over all one's affairs, matters and conditions to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Technically, this is referred to as tawakkul. Wakil, you get tawakkul. Wakil is the accomplisher. Allah will accomplish the matter for you. So make tawakkul upon Allah, trust upon Allah, hand your affairs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu salam mentioned also, لو أنكم تتوكلون على الله حق توكله. If only you trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as you ought to trust Him. Now, this is a test of iman also. That a person has doubt in trusting Allah. He has doubt in trusting Allah, shows the weakness of iman. And I'm not sure whether Allah will do it. I'm not sure whether Allah will do it. You have to say it. My Allah will do it. You say, my Allah is with us. Like Musa alayhi salatu say, inna ma'iyya. When he's right at the ocean, and I will first read and explain, here the Red Sea is in front of him. The Red Sea is in front of him, and behind him is the entire superpower of the world, Fir'aun, the entire army. With him is Bani Israel also. Bani Israel, they're half with him, half not with him. They're not sure now whether Musa alayhi salatu wasalam will deliver them or not. And now he's looking at the ocean. And he has no skill, so to say. He has no plan at all. Whereas we'll say now, make some tadbir, make some plan. Command was given. They take them at night and proceed. So through wahi, he's fulfilling the command of Allah. He's upon the command of Allah. Handed his affairs over to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now here he comes to the ocean. He has his staff with him. Behind him is Fir'aun. The entire horizon is blocked off completely. There's no way they can escape. And Bani Israel tells to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, what have you done? You trapped us. You want us to be killed like little rats and mice. How you caught us up like this? We never thought that you'll make a plan to kill us like this. And Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is moving in the command of Allah. So here also to hand one's affairs over to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It cannot be a person with garbar first. He did wrong, he said, now Allah will sort it out. You did the wrong thing, yes, make tawbah istighfar. And now start putting it right. Start putting it right. I'm living now off the bank on interest, etc. Allah will sort it out. Can't happen like that. Person is involved now, extramarital affair, and now he doesn't block those numbers. He says, Allah will sort it out. I block the numbers, take it out of your phone, delete all the history, and now make tawbah istighfar. It's very important. So get out of the problem to the best of our ability. And now, shouldn't be, here also ulama say, that I'm making tawbah istighfar, I owe so many people money, I'm making tawbah no more, now I'm taking any more debts. By Islamu alaikum. So nobody going to pay them still. You make tawbah with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, but you slow with the makhluk. An example Hazrat always gives about Musa bhai and Ahmad bhai. Where Musa bhai borrowed 100,000 rand from Ahmad bhai. Told him, I'll pay you end of the month. Comes the last night of the month, and now Musa bhai is walking up and down in the room. Not sleeping. Wife wakes up 2 o'clock in the morning. He said, Musa bhai, not sleeping. What's the problem? I told Ahmad bhai, I'm going to pay him tomorrow the 100,000 rand. Don't have the money. Can't sleep. It's a small problem. Why didn't you tell me? I'll sort it out. He said, subhanallah, maybe you got something stashed, kept away. I didn't know. He says, no problem. What's Ahmad bhai's number? So he gives her the number 2 o'clock in the morning. She phones Ahmad bhai. Assalamu alaikum, Ahmad bhai. The Musa bhai's wife. Just want to tell you that Musa bhai is supposed to pay you tomorrow. Doesn't have money. Assalamu alaikum. He says, what you did? He says, no problem. He says, now you sleep, he'll start walking. You sleep, he'll start walking. He says, no, but you can't do things like that. Then you got to say, and here ulama say also, the person who's taken a debt, and he has intention to pay it. He makes a niyat, ya Allah, I want to pay it. Whether a big amount or a small amount, to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is equal. But how many hundreds of thousands or millions in the eyes of Allah, for our understanding, that hundreds and thousands of millions to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is like 1 cent. For our understanding is equal. Whereas we make it big for Allah. Ya Allah, how am I going to pay it? Then how am I going to pay? Ya Allah, you will help me to pay it. And once a person starts paying, even a little also, he makes a plan to start paying, with his amal, Allah will open the avenues. But if he says, can't help you, can't pay it. It's paid even a little amount. Debt to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will open the way. How many haji we find also has an envelope. And he's saving, and she's saving. When the time came, ya Allah, I don't have enough. The last moment of Allah ta'ala sends it. Allah ta'ala fills the envelope up. How somebody came, hey, your hajj came out. They came out for hajj, they can't make it. Make dua, something will happen. And Allah ta'ala put 10 people to think now how to make it happen for you. How Allah Ta'ala said, I can't understand how it happened. Allah Ta'ala sent the funds, one Jamaat Sati, you mentioned many times. He made his niyat, Ya Allah, I'm joining this four-month Jamaat. I am going. He made complete tawakkul upon Allah. As he said, don't look at your pocket, don't look right, don't look left. Just look in front. Pack your sleeping bag and pack your bag. I say, Bismillah. So he was ready. He was ready to say, I'm joining this Jamaat, they are leaving, I'm going with them. He got no money in the pocket, no money left at home. Tawakkul upon Allah. Allah, you'll make it happen. Obviously with Mashwara. Mashwara says, don't break the door and go in the path of Allah. Go nicely. Anyway, he went with Tawakkul. Family was happy also. He was also on that level of Iman and Tawakkul. So he left, packed his bag, everything. Many years ago, the old airport, and all his brothers are checking in. He only got passport, no ticket, visa upon arrival, no currency. That time you take out pieces, traveler's checks. Traveler's checks, or you carry cash, whatever it may be. He's standing in the line, and he's on high zikr, and a heavy fikr also. Allah, you'll make it happen. Allah wants to see the desire in the heart. Tafirru ilallah. Allah say, run to me. Run to me. When you come walking, I'll run to you. This was now after much of tahajjud and sadqah and crying and fasting. The amal were there. Allah wanted to see still the desire is there. And the whole Jamaat is shaking in. And he's standing and he got tasbih in his hand. And in all of that, one of his friends was returning from overseas. The friend sees him standing in the line. He says, but where are you going? He says, 4 months Jamaat. Hey, mashallah, you are a buzruk. Me, I'm a dunya dar. Vepari, making money only. Going overseas, investments. They called him one corner. He says, see, my old friend, I can't move in Jamaat like you, although I'd love to. But you know, I can take one flight, go certain country, come back 1 week's time, go back again. That's my kaam there. Investing and making money. So do me one favor. I just cut one good deal right now. I got a good big payment also. So just take this envelope, please. You do me a favor. Please, I get a share in your 4 months also. I'm begging you, please take it from me. I don't think I'll do 4 months in my life also. He said, no, just ask. He said, you just take it. Put it in his hand and he walked away. Hadiyah from Allah Tabarak. Without asking, Allah Ta'ala sent it. When he opened the envelope, it was enough for his ticket, was enough for his 4 months Jamaat, and enough to leave behind at home. So the last moment, Allah Ta'ala, he made tawakkul. The Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, the person who makes tawakkul upon Allah as he ought to, and many a person wants to go into tawakkul, we say, I can live simple. Here mashayikh say, you can live simple, but don't put your family through mujahada qurbani. They must be comfortable. You on that level now, I don't have to work so hard. So you also live on little means. No, no. You brought them into your home, they must be comfortable according to urf. وَعَاشِرُهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ What is urf? What is the common standing in society? They should live on that level. You want to come into simplicity? Alhamdulillah. Then you can be like that, 5 kurtas, 2 kurtas only, and 1 sandal, Alhamdulillah. But the family now, then not extravagance, that's a norm. Norm, they have so many garments they have, so many shoes they have, they are comfortable, Alhamdulillah. Not that a person now wants to be simple, doesn't want to earn, he can earn better, and look after his family. The best sadqa Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam mentioned is this dirham. The dirham you spend upon your family. That they have no complaints whatsoever. So they are comfortable. Person himself can be simple. He can make tawakkul, no problem. So Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam mentioned, if you trust in Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala as you ought to trust Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, لَرَزَقَكُمْ كَمَا يَرْزُقُ الطَّيِّرُ Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will sustain you as He sustains the birds. تَغْدُوا خِمَاسًا That they leave their nest in the morning empty belly. And they return in the evening full belly. Allah will give you like that. That you're leaving, yes, you'll make all your tadbir. That against tawakkul. Tadbir means you make all your plans. Yes, you took your appointments and you've done this and you've done that. But ya Allah, you'll make it happen. Not me. And how you show Allah you'll make it happen is the dua we make. The dua we make behind everything is Bismillah, Inshallah. Ya Allah, is it about me? That about me, that I can do this and I can do that. Ya Allah, you will make it happen. Then a person goes to work, trusting in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This entire operation belongs to Allah. This empire belongs to Allah. The intelligence Allah gave me belongs to Him. It's not even mine. He places His trust upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just like that. Allah says, I'll sustain you like how I sustain the birds. That you'll go for nothing in the morning and you'll come back with a full pocket, full of barakah, you'll return home. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a wakil. The meaning of tawakkul is that a person expends all his energies and makes full effort to fulfill a noble objective and then leaves the outcome in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he does the best effort. As we say, not that he's sitting, Allah will send it. Not at all. He has to make some effort. But Allah has certain systems different with different people also. Like there were two brothers in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And one brother would sit the entire day in the masjid by Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in his sohbat. They both in the same business. But he was more deeni inclined. He couldn't handle the environment out there. This brother used to work hard and take care of this brother. So he came to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Rasulullah, I am working hard the entire day. My brother is here studying by you. Like a student of deen he was. But I have to work and sustain him. So Nabi alayhi salam. Now see, the wording also, I have to work hard to take care of him. You're not taking care of him. And much of what we are getting also, as it says, has been subsidized by Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Major, what we are, our intake is subsidized by Allah. The drop of water that we are drinking, the glass of water, we can't put a price to it. You say, you know, the water bill is getting high. But in reality, you can't put a price to that water. You're only paying for the infrastructure. You're not paying for the water. The water, Allah Ta'ala sent it. Allah's option, you can have the all infrastructure, but there's no water. So the water itself is priceless. Subsidized. Whatever you're paying actually is up for the water. Even for the grain of rice that you are partaking of, for the meat also. Is that really for the meat? The meat, Allah Ta'ala sent it. You are just paying for the labor behind it. Who looked after the animal? Who took care of the crops? For the infrastructure, for the trucking, for the import, for the export, for the roads, for the tar. The rest of you only paying for that. And that were highly subsidized. If really you put a price to it, nobody will pay for it. Allah Ta'ala is just giving it. He said that I will do it. I'm taking care of them. I'm sustaining them. But anyway, he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Rasulullah, I'm working hard. And he's sitting the entire day in the masjid. He's studying hadith, sitting by you, tafsir. He's learning. And I'm going to take care of him. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, لَعَلَّكَ تُرْزَقُوا بِهِ. It's possible that you are being sustained because of him. When Nabi of Allah says possible, means you are being sustained because of him. That he is the barakat right now. Like how we go in gusht also, we go to put one sati on, dhikr also, the powerhouse. He's connecting the jama'ah to Allah. And when the powerhouse tips away, then you find the jama'ahs how they are, either udhar. There's no fikr, they're talking, answering the phone call, because the connection is broken. Our Kabir food, they felt this thing. They gave his car Uzadi many a time. They met their old Jamaat Sati in Australia. And he had met one of the old Jamaat Satis before from Stanga Haji Sulaiman Kolya Rahmatullah Ali. He said, I still remember him. We were doing Gush that time in Fiji. And we went out from Mulaqat. And say, Haji Sahib was an old worker. He was the one that took out the first Jamaat performance in Fiji in the 70s. He said, we're doing Gush. And Haji Sahib is telling me that the da'wah is not opening up today. Not feeling right. Something is just not clicking. He said, when you return to the masjid, the Haji Sahib called me. He says, now I know the reason. He said, the dhakir, the person making a dhikr, is sleeping. Our house is off right now. That's why we can't feel that the gush is not happening right now. It's a complete fikr. It's a complete fikr where everything is locked together. In the same way, this brother says, now I'm working hard and he's sitting here. He says, it is because of him Allah Ta'ala is sustaining you. Through his barakat, everything is coming through. So here, Hazrat says also, that a person makes full out effort, and he leaves the outcome in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives an usul and principle. وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. The tarjuma in Urdu translates it very beautiful. That acha anjam hamesha muttaqiyo ke liye hoga. Acha anjam, meaning the most excellent outcome will always be for those of taqwa. Those that have taqwa, the outcome will always be good. But the run up to it, there be challenges. But in all of that, he adopts taqwa. Refrains, doesn't do haram, doesn't get involved in haram. So he adopts taqwa in everything he does. It might not be smooth sailing. Here the Thani Rahmatullah Ali says also, that a person entire life and no tranquility. You see, this is not against taqwa also. Doesn't mean you will have taqwa, you will have tranquility also. But with taqwa and the tranquility, you will have sukoon with Allah. Because I know this came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now outwardly, he might be challenged in different ways. But the heart has sukoon. In salah, he has sukoon because he has taqwa. He knows I'm only a musafir, I'm a slave of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So not necessarily a person will have tranquility. Allah will give him enjoyment of the heart in all that parashani, he still be smiling. How many person you find sometime has some very fatal disease. Very fatal disease and still smiling. Alhamdulillah. Allah's fazal, Allah shukr. Always in pain also. But then to Allah, alhamdulillah. No complaint. No complaint. Even Yaqub alayhi salatu salam, what he didn't go through. Lost his eyesight also. إِنَّمَا أَشْكُوا بَثِّي وَحُزْنِي إِلَى اللَّهِ And I complain of my condition and my sadness and depression only to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Only complain to Allah. And that complaint also, I enjoy it. Talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He does not trust his own efforts, nor does he become proud over the efforts made. This is very important. But I told you, what happened? And he shouts him, I did this, I told you this, I sorted that out, He forgets all of that. Above his hand is Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. How Hazrat says too, behind every switch, is that the electrical power? Behind every parda is the qudrat of Allah. Behind the switch is the power of Allah. Behind the key, ignition is the power of Allah. Behind everything is the power of Allah. Therefore, before everything we do, Bismillah. Bismillah, ya Allah, with your power, with your name, barakat of your name, I'm doing, ya Allah, if you take out the barakat and the power, nothing can happen. And it happens sometimes, we just now jump in the car, whether keyless, whether with the key also, we just start. So busy on the phone, we just start. WhatsApp not working. Carry on a few times. Hey, I think battery is dead now. Then we say, Inna lillahi wa inna. Now after. When the key didn't work, and the ignition didn't fire up, now Allah pakim. Suppose say Bismillah in the beginning. Bismillah in the beginning. And then it doesn't start. Now your test is on. Now to Allah, we still do it. Allah has a system how to do it. But then too, I didn't lose. I still won. I took the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Doesn't become proud over the efforts made. Abandoning all permissible means. Abandoning all permissible means and entertaining false hopes is not tawakkul. It'll come from the sky. It'll happen. No. The Thani rahmatullah alayhi even wrote to the Gangohi rahmatullah alayhi. Now what a giant the Thani was, rahmatullah alayhi. And then to Iraish Hazrat Gangohi, Hazrat, now I want to abandon all means and go to tawakkul. Not yet. You carry on normal, earning whatever it is, people are assisting, whatever. You carry on like that. Then he writes again, Hazrat, now I'm ready, I think. Now I can just leave everything and I have hope and yaqeen in my heart that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of me. It will come from wherever it comes from. The Gangohi said, not as yet. And carried on for a long period of time. Is it now to make tawakkul? Divorce all the asbab and means completely. Allah will feed me. Allah will make it happen. I'll ask Allah. Allah will make it happen. He said, no. Then finally, what was the mashwara? That when you reach that level of tawakkul, then there's no need to make mashwara. Then there's no need. It was already happening. Allah is already sending like that. Now there's no need for mashwara. Now I just said, alhamdulillah. I don't need the means. Not to make mashwara, whether I should abandon it. Meaning now you're still in it. You're still muhtaj of it. The time will come where Allah will send it. As we met when Ali Mumla Ruh al-Qist rahmatullah alayhi, he mentioned to us, he says, there's a long kar guzari too, he says that, finally I told my wife, that every month I go to buy this dana and chana and chawal, etc. Buy the rice and buy all the spices, etc. He says, now whoever I'm taking from now, you take from Allah. And that day she never asked me again. The rice never got finished, spices never got finished, and he carried on like that. Then finally I told her, all this time in the kitchen, you're only wasting your life there. We hardly eat, just two of us. What the time can be spent in the ibadat of Allah? Now you make decision, ya Allah, you send the food. He says, from that day onwards, Allah Ta'ala said, paka hua khana. Cooked food is delivered to our door, or we go to the kitchen and he's there. And with a smile he said it. He said, Allah Ta'ala is sending it. And how he said it also, what are you surprised about? Because Allah Ta'ala is ni'm al-wakil. Allah says, take me as a helper. So we took Allah as a helper. What the helper will do? Will help you. So we took Allah, haqiqatan, in reality, 100%. Allah said, do it. So we did it. Allah Ta'ala, on his side, is doing it. That is iman and yaqeen. But that came now after a lot of mujahada qurbani, giving the da'wat for years and going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person should not abandon all permissible means, and entertaining false hopes is not tawakkul. But this is ta'attul, remaining idle and useless. Before this command of tawakkul, the attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, رَبُّ الْمَشِّقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ. This is surah Muzammil. رَبُّ الْمَشِّقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ فَاتَّخِذْهُ وَكِيلًا. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before Allah ta'ala says, take me as a helper, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings this with Rabbul Mashriqi wal Maghrib. The Rabb, the sustainer of the east and the west, has been mentioned. And this is indication that the being who nourishes and sustains the entire universe, and the being who is responsible for fulfilling all his needs from the first to the last, is the only being worthy of placing one's trust in. The one who places trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never be deprived. But this is important, how our mind works, to reset our mind. With this I'll do everything. But with all of that now, with Bismillah, with Durood Sharif, and Ya Allah, only you can do it. Is that my expertise? Is that my intelligence? Is that my business? Here Hazrat mentioned about one businessman also, had a business, wasn't doing very well. And finally his son became of age and told him, Papa, you relax now, you sit at home. You're trying for many years, which is from hand to mouth we're living. This young boy, mashallah, was an amal, taqwa also. The other said, the same shop he took over. The same shop he took over, and within a few months, he did a roaring business. But they said, what you did? He said, nothing. The same stock we had there, the same lighting also, didn't change anything. It was just the barakah that came in, the amal. The amal and the trust on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the way to show the trust is when that busy moment, Muslim is calling, Hayya ala salah, I trust my Allah. Close the shop and he was gone. And to the old man now, but you're chasing the customers away. No, I'm not chasing them away. I'm running to Allah. Allah will make them wait. If it's good for me, Allah will send it. If it's good for me, Allah will send it. It will come in its right time. Allah will never deprive. Temporarily, the test will be there. Whether Bandara is going to stop running, is going to hesitate, or is going to carry on running to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes for years. And then Hazrat Anuti Rahmatullah Ali says, in all those years of crying also, the crime makes him the beloved of Allah. Then to the extent, Hazrat Nanoti mentions, the Malaika say to Allah, Ya Allah, so long he's crying, we know his voice so well, that if we could, you would have given him what he wants. So Allah says, I know my banda better. I know my banda, my slave better. If I give him, he'll run away. By his crying, he's become my beloved, and I enjoy his company. Look at his face, how he's making his hands, and now he's coming running to the masjid, he's making dua, and if I'm going to give him, he's going to run away. He'll destroy himself, and he'll destroy our relationship also. So in reality, he won. Although dunya, he didn't make it, but he became the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is the essence of life. That I become the beloved of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, we ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala for afiyat also, inshallah. In that other kitab. Also one point, when it comes to tawakkul also, when a person takes out his wallet, they also know to have trust that this will do it. The card will do it. And sometimes the person is tested also. Tested now, he just takes out the card, he says, here's the card. Declined. How did that happen? Second time, third time, say, inna lillah, what happened? I phone the wife, say, yeah. Card is already maxed. Say, I'm in trouble now. Now Allah will come out, inna lillah. It always comes from the beginning, Bismillah. Allah, you put barakat in it. But Allah only comes out after now is declined, now I got gabrat. All the money is in the bank. They got everything, but the card is declined or something wrong with the bank. Now Allah Ta'ala comes. So Allah Ta'ala should come from the beginning, should train ourselves and the children also. The little children also. Papa, I want this, Abba, I want that. The mother will say, yeah, when come, Abba, you must ask him. No. Don't ever spoil the child's yaqeen. The child wants anything, say, you make dua, Allah Ta'ala put in Abba's heart to buy for you. You make dua, Allah Ta'ala puts in Abba's heart, Allah put the barakat in his money to buy it for you. He can't buy it. Allah will put it in his heart. The child will know. And how many times you fight, he'll make it, Ya Allah, put in my papa's heart to buy it for me. Then the father's heart is melted. And how the barakat comes with that also. How much of barakat Allah Ta'ala gives? The child is making dua like that. Allah Ta'ala gives the barakat. And one wazifa also, ulama teach us. When you open the wallet, this wazifa, everybody will like it. Then when you open the wallet, dua to read so the wallet doesn't get empty. So the wallet doesn't get empty, this dua you must put on the room wall there. Every time the wife opens the wallet when you're sleeping and she's taking out, tell him to read the wazifa at least. So it doesn't get empty. Inna hada rizquna ma lahu min nafad. Inna hada rizquna ma lahu min nafad. This is Quran ayat. Comes in 23rd para. In the third quarter. Inna hada, verily this, the rizquna is our sustenance. Ma lahu min nafad will never come to an end. Will never come. Ma indakum yanfad. Allah asks, what you have by you will perish. Wa ma inda Allahi baq. What is by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will be forever. So now you're saying, you read the Quranic ayat, Allah Ta'ala revealed the ayat. Verily, this sustenance will never come to an end. Every time you open the wallet, you take out the card, connect to Allah. Inna hada, the rizquna ma lahu min nafad. Inshallah, the wallet will never get empty. Allah will barakat in it, inshallah. That is on condition is used in the right avenues. I can't use it for wrong. I say, now how come the wazifa not working? The Tani says, so I don't like to give wazifas. The people put so much yaqeen in wazifa, but they do the wrong thing. And then he says, Allah protect, Allah protect, Allah protect. And then they have a doubt in the Quranic ayat. Now your iman is at stake. I shouldn't give you the wazifa in the first place because your iman is so weak. Iman was strong, then I'll give it to you. You'll do the right things. Read the wazifa, it'll work. Here we're saying now that let us put our iman right, then we read it. Then we see the effect of it. Otherwise, you're going to do the wrong thing. And now we're reading Quranic ayat. And now we say, I just took a loss. How come is that Quran? It will work. Definitely it will work. Is you doing the wrong works. You do the right work, and then you read the wazifa, and then you see how Allah Ta'ala will make it work also. And remember, doesn't mean the notes will increase. The barakat in the note will increase. The 50 rand will do the work of 500 rand. It will do the work of 500. What the thing costed so much, Allah Ta'ala gave it. I got what a discount this was. Allah Ta'ala gave it. How it happened, how it came, Allah, you made a plan. It happened like that. So Allah Ta'ala will make it happen with the barakat of taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We come back to the kitab we were discussing some time ago. Anger and the cure for anger. But Nazri, we had finished already the kitab on evil glances, love affairs, and how to control our nafs, etc. And when it comes to all these illnesses, Ummul Amarad, the mother of all spiritual illnesses is pride. Pride is the core of it. Person becomes proud, becomes haughty, then anger will come and lust will build in him. Hubbul jah, hubbul mal, hubbul ba. All these things will come, the love for wealth, and then lust, and then name and fame. Anger comes in there. But a person has humility, then a person will enjoy a very good life. Person is humble, is in his salah especially, he shows humility. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise that person. It's something we have to learn. Anger now, we say, Hazrat says that anger is an illegitimate child of pride. Illegitimate child of pride is anger. But there are four types of anger. Nabi Ali salatu wasalam said that a person who gets angry quickly and whose anger departs quickly is neither deserving of praise nor censor. He's angry quickly and then he cools off quickly. So don't praise him also. And don't even tell him anything, just leave him. Just now he'll cool off. That person who loses his temper after long and who regains control after long is also neither worthy of praise nor censor. Takes him long, when he loses it, also now he's angry, so just leave him. Those amongst you who take long to become angry, but whose anger dissipates and disappears quickly, are the best amongst you. It happens, you get angry, takes long, and quickly you make maaf also. While the worst are those who get angry quickly, but take very long to regain self-control. They are the worst of people. In the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Ta'ala protect us. The cure for anger is prescribed by Hakim al-Ummah Thani rahmatullahi alayhi. In response to a question on anger, the Thani rahmatullahi alayhi replied, when taken over by anger, ponder over what one's condition would be if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala were to be angry with you. I'm standing all alone. And now there's nothing I can do. One would definitely desire to be forgiven. And how he'll ask for forgiveness, how he'll beg for his life now. Therefore, it is only becoming of one to forgive the person who angered one as well. Realize that this person has not wronged one as much as one has wronged Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. a bigger gunagar than him, bigger sinner than him. One is more sinful than he is. In spite of one's excessive sinfulness, one yet entertains the hope and desire to be forgiven. Why then should one not forgive him? Secondly, one should immediately move away from there. Do not under any circumstances remain there until one's anger is cool. Immediately move away. Inshallah, by resorting to those precautionary measures, one will remain safe from this evil. Thirdly, if it's a time wherein one sits and ponders over one's shortcomings and faults, whether after namaz al-libad, when making dua, ya Allah, what was my day like? How many people I told certain things? Wife I told, children I told, I just blurted out, I was just rude. We don't think for the day really what we said. We just think everything was under control. Right? Nobody is complaining, so everybody is okay. No. You don't even give your ear also. You don't even give your eyes to see. Look at the expressions on people's faces. You brought more sad faces than smiling faces. Then you realize what a day I had, but I don't care, I'm too busy. So thirdly, have a time when a person ponders over one's shortcomings and faults, ponder that one is the worst of all creation. By means of this, the root of pride will be removed from the heart, the basis, the underlying motivation or factor that prompts one to anger is pride. Pride entails considering oneself superior to others and others as inferior to oneself. And thus, at the time of anger, address oneself with these words. What are the words? Since you are the worst of all, do not exercise anger on those who are better than you. That is why Hazrat says to in the masjid, we should think also. I'm sitting here right now in the surf. I'm in the first surf, alhamdulillah, I'm making it. But just think to oneself, ya Allah, all the people to the right, all the people to the left, they're full of noor. I'm the dark spot over here right now. I'm just spoiling the first surf. Allah, today, barakat put some noor in my heart also. That's what I will think, alhamdulillah, I made it, I'm here. No, ya Allah, for all noorani people. I'm the black spot over here, spoiling everything. Allah, today, barakat, accept me also. In this way, that humility will come in a person's heart, and pride will be removed. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make able to understand, inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله تعالى شأنه الله 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 جل جلاله الله 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 جل جلاله الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. رب اغفر وارحم أنت خير الراحمين. يا أكرم الأكرمين يا أرحم الراحمين وكريم رحيم الله بريفاي واحد سوما يلا وش واحد سوما يلا بريفاي إسكربيد مجي شاين ود إيمان أن تقوى أن أعمال أن محبة أن يلاب يلا جرندس توكل upon your ذات ومهلا توكل upon you that we trust you يلا teach us how to be true Muslims and مؤمن وكريم رحيم الله that we trust upon you in every decision we make. Kareem Rahim, teach us how to make tawakkul, O my Allah, allow to take your name, O my Allah, that our hearts become sukoon and trusting upon you, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Allah, grant us, O my Allah, grant us all those sifat that you love and all those qualities that you love, save us from your disobedience. Allah, keep us in your rahmat, keep us with afiyat, sihat and salamat, our families, our children, our progenies, the entire ummah of Rasulullah Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, make us each the month of Ramadan with afiyat, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Allahumma barikna fi rajabi wa sha'ban وبلغنا رمضان اللهم سلمنا لرمضان وسلم رمضان لنا وتسلمه لنا وتقبل جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين سبحان الله بحمده سبحان الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.